All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Scott Mrozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Connecticut water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. The Meade Township Board of Trustees approved changes and adjustments to the solar ordinance that had been adopted in 2025. The Meade Township Planning Commission recently approved revisions to the previous solar ordinance. One of the proposed changes was to decrease solar development to 800 acres from 1,800 acres, passed the board and had previously approved. After a brief discussion, the Board of Trustees approved the Planning Commission's recommendation to reduce the number of acres for solar development from 1,800 to 800. During discussion, it was noted that DTE's current solar development project in the township is 324 acres, so there are still 476 acres that are left for additional solar development while preserving farmland. Because there were some additional changes proposed, it was decided there will be a public hearing in August to review them and for the Board of Trustees to adopt them or not. The sounds of sirens, truck horns, and children's laughter filled the Sebewing Township fire hall Monday evening as families gathered for the community's Touch a Truck event. Hosted through a partnership between Sebewing Township, the Sebewing Township Library, the Village of Sebewing Police Department, and the Village of Sebewing, the free event invited children and families to explore an impressive lineup of emergency, construction, and service vehicles while meeting the people who operate them every day. Unlike a typical vehicle display, Touch a Truck encouraged hands-on exploration. Children climbed inside fire engines, police vehicles, and other heavy equipment, asked questions, and learned how the vehicles are used to serve the community. The experience offered a fun way to introduce young visitors to the work of local first responders and public service professionals. A head-on crash involving a moving vehicle and a parked pickup truck sent one person to the hospital early Sunday morning in Sebewing. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened at approximately 2:12 a.m. on July 12th along Center Street, about 500 feet north of Young Street. Investigators say a 2009 Jeep Grand Cherokee was traveling south on Center Street when the driver lost control, left the roadway, and struck a parked Chevy Silverado. The Jeep sustained disabling damage, and its driver was transported to Shear Hospital with a head injury. The parked pickup also sustained disabling damage. Both vehicles were towed from the scene. The Huron County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate the incident. We'll be right back.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Connecticut dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Connecticut water systems are customizable for every situation, for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Francik Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150, and see what Connecticut water system is right for you.
Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer. Connecticut water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way you will have soft water 24/7. Connecticut water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Connecticut whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Connecticut system is the best fit for you.
The estimated median age in Michigan was 40.7 years old in 2025, according to new U.S. Census Bureau data. That's the age at which half of the population is younger and half is older, up from 40.1 in 2020. It's one sign of Michigan's steadily aging population. Michigan's graying trend is driven by baby boomers, the state's largest living generation, now almost entirely in their senior years, combined with a decades-long decline in birth rates and out-migration of young adults. The Saginaw County Sheriff's Office is investigating a Sunday evening shooting that left one man critically injured. Deputies responded to a home on Sheridan Road after receiving reports that a man had been shot multiple times. Authorities say the victim was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries and underwent emergency surgery Sunday night. Investigators later tracked down the suspected shooter at a residence on Burt Road in Albee Township. The suspect reportedly barricaded himself inside, prompting a response from the sheriff's office SWAT team while investigators secured a search warrant. Authorities say the standoff ended peacefully, with the suspect taken into custody without incident. He is now being held at the Saginaw County Jail. The investigation remains active and no additional information has been released. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting update for that this hour. And it was brought to you by Franzik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetical dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetical water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.